It's time for Sports Central with Corey Geiger, brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM. Tune in over the next hour as Corey talks about the teams you care about in Central Pennsylvania. Call in now, 814-946-0435. That's 814-946-0435. Now, Sports Central with Corey Geiger. Brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM.
All right, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome here to Sports Central. This is Nathan Ferlina, Corey Geiger in studio as well. Hopefully everybody is enjoying the beautiful weather out there. The rain's holding off for now. We'll see if it sticks, but beautiful day, a little bit hot. Corey can definitely feel that in his car, which has now...
Screw you!
Corey's becoming a little bit toasty, but it's all right. Corey's going to get through it.
The AC's not working in my minivan, so that's brutal. It's only 73 degrees, but it's hot.
I told Corey, I'm not a big air conditioner guy in the car. I'd much rather roll the windows down.
What are you, crazy?
I might be crazy, but it just... Something about it.
It's 85 degrees. No, look, I like having the window down, too. But it's 85 degrees, and you're rolling around town. No air conditioner. Just keep the windows down.
85 is kind of that whatever.
Right. There's a number.
I'd say close to 90 is whenever the air conditioner might come on. But it's only for a little bit. It's just to... keep cool for just a few minutes, and then the windows go back down. And if it gets too hot again, roll them up, air conditioner.
I know you think I'm just some old geezer. I'm older than your parents. Young people, when you hear what I'm about to say, it goes in one ear and out the other. I understand this, but I'm telling you, this is the truth. I grew up in Arkansas, and when I was your age, I had a car that had no air conditioning for the summer. And I made it through okay by having the windows down. When you get older, you're like, no, man, to hell with that. So just keep that in mind.
That's how my parents are. They always want the air conditioner on. I'm like,
right, because
something about just fresh air, man.
Well, okay, here's the thing, though. Like, again, when you're young, you're more tolerant. You can deal with things. But remember we had this discussion about the music a week or two ago about, you know... I still think it's funny that you just pick all the songs you want. You can't just let songs play, even if it's a bad song, right?
I was having this conversation with my girlfriend. We were driving somewhere, okay. And I wasn't changing. I'm like, you know what? I'm just letting it play. I told Corey I'm just letting it play right now. I didn't change the song. I didn't care.
How long were you in the car?
Probably like 40 minutes.
See, and that's a long time, I tell you, right? See, I do a lot of trips that are 2-3 hours, so I'm not looking to change the song on every single thing all the time. Mm-hmm. So that's my question for you about the air conditioning. All right, it's fine for you to go 15 or 20 minutes with no air conditioning. Try going on a trip or spending a weekend in a vehicle with no air conditioning.
But if you're like on the highway and you're going 60, 70, the wind's going to be a little bit cooler coming in
In theory. But here's the thing. Like I said, as you get older, you're going to realize, this ain't for me, man.
Hey, maybe whenever I'm 40, 50, that might be the cracking point in which maybe I have to switch over to the air conditioning.
You just need things.
But for now,
as you get older, you need things simpler, right? You see, you can deal with nonsense as when you're a young person.
Yes. Listen, my opinion, fresh air is always better than the air conditioning. I don't know. It's just a hot take right there. But anyways, enough about how you keep your vehicle at the perfect temperature.
I can't ask my question about the air. So I got a minivan.
Okay.
It's a 2011. We're going to trade it in here in 6 or 7 months. I want Nathan's advice here. We're going to trade it in 6 or 7 months, all right? My minivan, the Kelly Blue Book value for a trade-in, is like $1,100. That's all we're going to get. We've put a lot of money. It really rides well. I've had it. You know, we've had minivans since my kids were born. So I'm going to have to spend $1,300 to get the air conditioner fixed. This is a major job. I was told by the guy on the estimate at Reliable, it's a major job. They got to take the dash out. Not an easy fix. This is $1,300. Should I spend $1,300 now to get my air conditioner fixed so I won't have to come in here and bitch every day about how hot I am? Because the van itself is only worth, and we're not necessarily in position to get a new car right now, although we may have to. But so what would you do, Nathan?
Oh, I'm sticking it out. But I'm also 20, so I'm not going, you know, traveling with my kids.
I've got to make at least a half dozen more 2.5 to 3 hour road trips.
That's the key right there. Yes. That's the key, is if you want to stick that out. So in my position, easily it would be, listen, I'm waiting this out. I'm not
just deal with it, right?
Yeah, I'm dealing with it. But if I have, you know, three other people in the car with me who are going to hate it as well, and you're going to be in there for, you know, half
two of those people are 12-year-old twins. Oh my God, I'm so hot. That's what I'm going to be dealing with for the next
four months. A nice cold water out of the cooler. You put it on your head.
Hit him with it?
Potentially, yeah. That's not bad. All right. Anyways, enough about temperature conversations. We're going to move on to actual sports talk here. Phone lines are always open, 946-0435. My question today, and it's a very open-ended question, is what is the best thing in sports? So I was specifically thinking about traditions coming in here, but I was looking at some lists to make sure I wasn't forgetting stuff, and there was a lot of it that was more just like events that weren't traditions. So I thought I'm gonna expand the question a little bit. What's the best thing about sports? I can think of about 50 things off the top of my mind that I just get so hyped up for, whether it's an event, whether it's a tradition or something like that. But phone lines are open, 946-0435. I'll get Corey's take on this.
So just the best thing about sports.
Yes, the best event, the best tradition, the best anything.
You know, to me, this is, again, one of those things that changes as your life. It's not a game. It's not winning the Super Bowl. It's not winning a championship. It's not a great moment or anything. I've had a great career. I was there for the 2016 Penn State Ohio State game and covered that. It's the single greatest play in Penn State football history. A program that's been around more than 100 years. It's the single greatest play. When you've gotten to see that, there are only so many things. The Altoona Curve winning the championship here in 2010 in front of 6,000 people at Blair County Ballpark at the time was absolutely – when you've seen those things, it does change your perspective. So to me, I don't have a real specific like, oh, my team winning the best thing about sports, to me, just in general, the best thing about sports is like camaraderie and friendships.
Okay.
That's the best thing. Because I as I've gotten older and more jaded, I can tell you a lot of things I don't like about sports because I think sports fans are insane. But I think from a young age to old, every athlete will tell you what do you miss most about playing now that you're retired?
It's the locker room, the people you're
around.
That's
right. That's exactly right. That to me, for anybody that's played sports, been around sports, that's the first. Now, I would have had a different answer 20 years ago, and you might have a different answer as a younger person. But to me, as I've seen all aspects of it, and I'm kind of on the other side now coaching kids, that's the most important thing I can get out of sports.
Okay. That's a really good take right there. I'm going to take it a little bit different. I'm going to give you – I'm probably going to rattle off like 10 or 15 over the course of the show. But I'm going to start with this one right here. I think – March Madness, the two or three weeks that goes on, is one of the best times in sports, and it's undoubted because you're coming off, you know, people care about the NBA, the NHL, I get that, but you're really coming off a month and a half stretch without a Super Bowl in which, you know, large vast of people, that's their sport is football. And a large vast amount of people do care about college basketball and March Madness because you got people filling out brackets, you got people in these polls, you got people taking off work and school to watch these games, and especially the first weekend.
First two days, Thursday, Friday, the two best days.
Yes,
yep.
You've said it on here, this is the two best days in sports, and it's really hard to disagree with that because you're getting 32 games in which you're looking for an upset, you're looking for, you know, a Cinderella-type team to emerge. That right there is awesome. And then you get deeper in the tournament, and if you're still, your bracket's still looking okay, you're riding with it. I mean, this year, this March Madness, the Duke semifinal game was one of the craziest things I've ever – both semifinal games were insane. The Florida run, the Florida team that kept coming back when they were down double digits down the stretch with like 5 minutes left, that's what March is all about into early April. But that, to me, is one of the best things about sports. And that's that thing where you got these young kids coming together on teams and they just – they're giving it all for their school, for – the people around, for the
and
coaches.
Especially that Thursday, Friday, everyone in the country is invested because everybody has a bracket. Now, I have said that after the first weekend, the interest in the NCAA tournament drops off a cliff because everybody's black bracket is blood red. And so, but the Thursday Friday games, especially when you're at work, mm-hmm. and Nancy's talking to you about, oh, did you pick Duke? And she doesn't know anything about what Duke is. Did you pick the mascot that has the blue bird? She didn't know it, but that everybody can relate to that. And mm-hmm. so, but after that, it's kind of like, you know, then it's the hardcore basketball.
It's the hardcore basketball fans. And I still feel like a lot of people who are emotionally invested in their brackets, they're still tuning in through the entire thing.
Did you pick St. Francis? Did you see that crazy mascot they've got?
The Friar.
The Franciscan Friar. I picked St. Francis to win it all.
They got a 16 seed. Yeah, I love hearing. And my favorite one's like looking at some of the brackets of my family members or friends that don't know much about basketball and just seeing some of the odd choices and stuff. I'm just kind of like, this is.
I got Grand Canyon beating Duke and Kansas and UConn, and I got Grand Canyon in the Final Four.
And you're like, you know.
Good luck with that.
11 seeds never won it, but hey, maybe this is the year. Maybe this is the year. All right, we're heading to the phone lines. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
Nebraska man.
Nebraska man, what's up? How are we doing today?
Good. Hey, I want to answer Corey's question for him real quick. That van you got, Corey, you said you put a lot of money in it. If it's got the mileage the last year, depending on how much money you put into the van, I'd go ahead and pay the $1,300. If you know you're going to get a couple good years, at least a year or two out of it, rather right now.
Here's the issue. It's an all-wheel, it's a front-wheel drive, and we really need a four-wheel drive driving. So by the winter, I've got to get an all-wheel drive vehicle. So in the back of my mind, we're going to trade it in 6 months. But do I suffer for 6 months and burn in my car all day long, or do I just eat the $1,300?
Well, I don't think your wife and kids are going to go along with that. But anyway, you know, my first car, I got to tell you this, Corey, it's a true story. I had an old Ford Chevy. It didn't have no floorboards in it. It was a stick. It didn't have no front seats in it. We had a back seat, and I had to drive the car on a milk carton, and my guys would be in the back seat, and they would have their feet up against the milk carton in my back. So whenever I was going up and down hills, and I wouldn't slide and go on to, you know, fly off the floor.
You know what that sounds like? That sounds like Fred Flintstone and Barney Rubble driving their cars with their feet, Nebraska man. You ever seen that, Nathan?
Yeah, no.
That sounds like Barney Rubble driving a pencil, which is what it was.
Yeah, every turn I made or went up the hill, my buddies in the back seat had to put their feet up against the crate in my back to make sure I had control of the wheel.
Oh, man. You'd have to wear seat belts.
Nathan, I know that's what's crazy.
Nobody wore seat belts 40 years ago.
I always try to rationalize what life was back. What I don't want to date Nebraska man, but a little bit ago. I always wonder like how it's so much different compared to nowadays.
Here's the story. I've told this a few times, but when I was about like 8, my older brother, he's about 10 years older than me. He had a car. We had a neighborhood swimming pool. Picture like Prospect Pool, and you're driving, you know, a half mile or a mile away to your house in the neighborhood. All right, my brother. After we got out of the pool, he didn't want us sitting in the car if we were wet. So he'd make us ride on the hood.
Oh, the hood? Not even put a towel down on the hood.
No! This is how insane people were back then, that we survived.
I mean, I see people have ridden in the bed of trucks. I've seen
that. You can't do that anymore.
I used to do that, but I mean, ride on the hood of a car?
It was stupid. All right, Nebraska man, we're talking nonsense. You got anything else?
Yeah, yes, I do, Corey. I got to. Well, hey, it took five of us guys to get a dollar and a quarter together so we could get gas to put in the car to go riding around. But my famous thing about events and sports is me being able from a Catholic kid going to Catholic school up to eighth grade, getting picked by coaches at Roosevelt to go play on her team, winning the Intercounty Championship. Going to Altoona High School, playing for probably one of the greatest high school football coaches ever, in Earl Strome, playing the schedule that we had, being proud to say that not too many people wanted to play us, and then going 3,000 miles away and being in a different atmosphere with different people And people out there were so friendly, so nice. One of the times I couldn't make it home all the time because of flying, and that I would go to my roommate's house and I would spend, you know, Thanksgiving there or whatever. And I met a lot of, good people, and had this not all jumped from one Catholic school to a public school to Altoona High, and being able going out there 3,000 miles and meeting all the different people in life, I really think it made me the person that I am today.
That's an excellent answer. That sports, especially in that high school to college, if you're playing college sports, I mean, that is so transformational in your life, and you just go through so many different experiences. That's a great perspective to put in that. And it's weird that sports can do that to people, and they can bring people together. And that's one of the great things about sports.
Good stuff, Nebraska, man. That's a great story, man.
Great story. All right, heading back to the phone lines. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good stuff, Nebraska, man. That's a great story, man. Great story.
Hey, that's us talking.
Yeah, it's us.
Hey, you're on 1626. Go ahead, turn radio down.
Great story, man. Great story. Hey, you're on 1626. Go ahead, turn radio down.
All right, Dave, what's up, buddy? Dave, we could hear ourselves on the radio there, so call back.
All right, going back to the phone lines. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
All right, this is Mitchell from Maryland. Hey, guys.
Mitchell, what's going on?
Hey, regarding your topic of the day, okay, and I got a couple of interesting stories, although Nebraska, man, that's going to be hard to top, man.
Yeah, because what he's around, talking about is...
I mean, driving around on a milk crate,
that's great. Awesome. What he's talking about is the friends you make in sports are the people you meet. And again, like I was talking about with Nathan, a lot of people might answer a game or a team or a championship, but really it's much more personal than that.
Really, in general, I would say my favorite thing about sports is that it simply brings people together, okay? And, you know, I've lived all over the country, and I've always, no matter where I've lived, whether it's the West Coast or the South or the Mid-South or whatever, I've been able to find, you know, a Penn State football watch party in virtually every city I've ever lived in, you know, anywhere, really anywhere in the country. And you know that you can find a Steeler bar almost anywhere. I would say anywhere in the world probably on that. You know, and it's great how it, you know, really how it, simply brings people together.
I've got friends and family and acquaintances that have lived all over Denver, Florida, and yeah, my Indiana, they go to Steelers bars.
Oh yeah. It's really fun. I recall the days when my dad had a 71 Volkswagen Beetle, and I would get that car for a night, and we would scrape together four quarters, and that would give us enough gas to ride around all night.
How the times have changed.
My sister had a punch bug. We were driving a punch bug and everything. My sister had one of those in the 80s.
Oh, yeah.
I remember driving down all these big old hills and everything, and she couldn't drive for crap, so we were always afraid of our lives.
Oh, man. I'll tell you what, it's been a while since I heard the term punch bug.
Punch bug! You ever heard that, Nathan?
Yeah, punch bug.
Punch bug! Boom. Mitchell, good stuff, buddy. We'll see you next Friday, man.
All right, take care.
Mitchell's coming to the dinner. Nathan, you excited about the dinner?
Yeah, I'm excited for the dinner. We're a week away, so we're pretty much a week away.
We got more calls. Go ahead.
All right, back to the phone lines.
Hey, it's Jai.
How we doing today?
Jai, what's up, buddy?
Not much. First thing, Nebraska man makes me think of Hightower and Police Academy.
Yeah, that's right.
He ripped the front seat out, jumped in the small car, and
Bubba Smith. Oh, he was great in those movies, man. Remember the dude, Michael Winslow, the guy that would make all the sounds with his mouth and everything like that?
Oh, man, he was good.
Those early movies were hilarious.
They were good. For watching sports, the greatest thing to me are the upsets, like the Appalachian State over Michigan, and, you know, Leal Marymount back Hank Gathers time. Those are the most inspiring things for watching. Playing when I was coaching Little League and stuff like that, we won 8 and under a tournament. And these kids had gotten beaten for years. It was a young team. They finally came up through. We played three games in a row on the 4th of July to win the tournament. And just seeing their faces and how they earned it and how, you know, the whole coaching staff, we just did so much to get those guys there. It's a memory that not only we, but they will hold forever.
And did you have a kid on the team?
Not on that team.
Okay. All right. Interesting. I commend anybody who coaches Little League baseball when you don't have a kid involved. I kind of want to say, what the hell are you doing out there? Because you're crazy. But I do commend it because kids need coaches, but usually it's all just the dads out there volunteering the time. But I do commend you for taking the time to volunteer.
Well, I had three in it in the Little League, but the All-Star team, either they were too old or one was a girl.
Gotcha, yeah.
So, you know, but that was the most fun by far is All-Stars.
Good stuff, man. Great story, Jai. Appreciate it, pal.
Good call. All right. The upsets are awesome whenever they happen in pretty much every sport. I mean, that's things you remember throughout time.
Big you always and
I was too young for the Appalachian and Michigan, but I'm sure that was just.
You also crazy. Remember tragedy, and he mentioned Hank Gathers. To me, that is still the saddest story I've ever encountered in sports. We've had other deaths, Dale Earnhardt. I remember watching when Dale Earnhardt died and thinking, like, it didn't even look all that bad. You know, you see fiery crashes, guys flipping over 10 times. How did he die? You do remember, you remember some tragedies mm-hmm. and things like that. But he mentioned Hank Gathers, and I 8-10 times a year I hear the Hank Gathers story, and I almost tear up at every point because those you do become personally and emotionally connected with these people, even mm-hmm. though they're total strangers.
Yes, the Hank Gathers is a good one. The one I remembered, first one I remember was really Jose Fernandez with the Marlins. Yeah, that was a big deal whenever that happened. So tragedies also, that's kind of a really sad thing.
I think we got Dave in Hollidaysburg back. Dave, we got you.
Can you hear me, Corey?
Go ahead, man.
Got you, Dave.
Well, the one car story I remember. When this is like 50 years ago, my family had a Corvair, if you remember those, Corey.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we would travel from Philly to New Jersey where my cousins were, and like every other weekend. Anyway, I remember the heater went out in the Corvair, and my mother was going to go, and we were going to go, so it was like January, and it must have been like 0 degrees. She didn't care. We got on the coats. We got on the hats. We got on the gloves, and we huddled together in the back seat for warmth so that we could make the hour and a half trip to New Jersey.
And everybody's just – you're using your body heat to stay warm, right?
Exactly. Usually as opposed to – hey, he's touching me. We wanted to touch each other
right.
Because it was so there was frost on the windows.
How old were you?
Oh, I must have been like 10. This is like 50 years ago.
You know what you do learn? That's funny you said that. You know what you do learn as you get older and you have kids? That stop touching me thing, that is totally real. Like, you know, it's a cliche in movies now. You'll see in movies kids are all, you know what I'm saying, Nate? You don't have kids. And you're thinking, like, this can't. No, seriously. As kids get older, they literally just can't stop touching each other. Mm-hmm. And then would you stop touching me? It becomes, like, a whole thing on these trips to where, like, you have to mm-hmm. separate these kids.
That's how we were growing up.
Is that how you were with your family?
Well,
would you stop touching me?
Well, I'd always like just hit my brother just to
for
mess
no
with
reason.
Him. Just to mess with
and
him.
And he was younger, right?
Yeah, just for
so you were in a big bully jerk, right?
Yes, it just gets him irritated. I'm like, this is exactly what I'm
doing. Mom, Nathan's hitting me again.
Then it's hey, you know, stop that, quit it, and then you know, I continue to do it because now everybody's irritated. So passes the time though.
Yeah, right.
Well, I remember my brothers and I, my father would say, well, I'll just hit him back. You know. It was a fair fight as far as my father was concerned.
If the siblings are within a reasonable age, I am a total proponent of hit them back. Solve it. If he beats your ass, fine. Learn from it. You beat his ass someday.
Right.
But my older brother was 3 years older than me. So he whipped up on me for a long, long time.
See, me and my brother are 2 years apart.
Whenever, see, so that's pretty close, right?
He's close, yes. But he, when he gets mad, he's got some crazy strength. He's not that big of a guy, but when he gets mad, he can put some holds on you, and you got to wiggle out of them.
I'm not going to say who, but I can think of two families I know very well where the oldest brother is 1 year older than the younger brother, and the younger brother is way tougher. So, like, if there was a fight in those families, I'm taking the younger brother to. So Dave, your point is, if they're close in age, I'm all for. Hey, you guys just settle it, because you know what that'll do? That'll teach those kids how to get along in the long run. As long as they don't kill each other.
Yeah. Brothers, it was me and my three brothers, and my older brother and I would take the one side. My two middle brothers would be on the other side.
Oh yeah,
and I remember. We would go out to the junior high football field in the middle of winter when the ground is as hard as a rock, and we would play tackle football with the four of us.
Yep.
And it was just, and speaking of kids, and that segues to the other issue in terms of favorite sports memories. Corey, your kids are 12, right?
Yep.
Okay. And they're involved in sports, right?
Yep.
The best moment when my daughter was a senior in high school, and I bemoan the professionalism on calling it college sports, because I think with the exception of smaller schools, that's completely lost. But I remember my daughter was a junior in high school, and I may have told this story before. She was a swimmer. The best sports moment is when your kid is in a sport on a team in high school. That's a good team, whether it's swimming, football, whatever the sport is. And they go up against your crosstown rival. In this case, my daughter swam for Hollidaysburg, and they were swimming against Altoona. And Altoona was pretty good. Hollidaysburg traditionally always been better. But for this 1 year, Altoona got better, whatever. And I remember those two teams going at it in the swimming pool in terms of the swim meet, coming down to the last event. And Hollidaysburg had to have finished first and third to win the meet. And I remember the kid who won the meet was a converted cross-country runner who Deb Solomon, the coach, convinced to come out for swimming. So he'd only been swimming like for 3 months. And he nosed out the guy who finished fourth by like half a second. And the pool area exploded. The kids were running around. It was, you know, your hometown rival beating your hometown rival when the hometown rival unexpectedly almost beat you. And I remember the kid throwing the coach in the water. And I said to that after that meet to my daughter, I said, Marie, my daughter, I said, remember this moment.
Yep.
Because this, you know, she was a good swimmer. She was not an all-star athlete. My point to her was, your sports career may never get better than this moment right now.
And how many years ago was that?
This would have been 12 years ago.
And you've talked to her about that, I'm sure, numerous times. And I'm sure she agrees now that was probably as good as it gets.
Yeah, she went on to swim in college. She swam at Division III school, you know, walk on. Everybody, you know, you just decide to swim, whatever the case may be. And, yeah, she enjoyed the swimming. But it was never better than that moment when they beat their you know, crosstown rival. Because these kids all knew each other. You know the kids from Hollidaysburg, you know kids from Altoona. They've all worked hard. They've all, you know, done whatever they've done in swimming. And it is, I said to her, this is your best memory. Hold it. Keep it in your head, because it's probably for you, honestly, never going to get better than that at that moment.
Yeah, rivalries can.
And I hope for you, Corey, your kids get in that same situation.
Yeah, it's an awesome story, because what we're talking about today is the best thing about sports and these very, very, very vivid, specific memories is what you're talking about. And whether it's an achievement, accomplishment, championship over rival, those very, very specific moments that you and your child, parent, whatever, can talk about, and you'll both recall very vividly exactly every component of it. I think that's a great way to put it.
And, And there's something special, especially in this day and age with the professionalism of college sports, in my mind, with high school being the last really true amateur sport. Because you have kids that, like, you know, they're playing their senior in football, may never play football ever again. Or they may never do their sport again, whatever the case may be. And to me, when you get a group of kids on a team and they're all working hard towards the same goal, and they're the only reason they're doing it because they want to be there, that's the best.
Awesome.
Great call. Appreciate the call. All right, we got to take a break right here. Continue to call in 946-0435. Give us what you think is the best thing about sports.
It's spring and time for a trip to J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars. J.M. Boswell has a vast collection of premium cigars to choose from and a variety of pipes and tobaccos. Here's J.M. Boswell to tell us more.
Hello, this is J.M. Boswell, the owner of Boswell's Pipes and Cigars. I want to invite you all to come into our shop. Feel welcome like family. We sell great cigars. You can sit in our lounge, have a smoke, enjoy yourself.
Think you're ready for that fishing trip? You got hooks, lines, sinkers, baits? How about cigars for you and your buddies? Oops, it's time for a trip to J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars. J.M. Boswell has a vast collection of premium cigars to choose from and a variety of pipes and tobaccos. J.M. Boswell has two convenient locations, 6481 William Penn Highway in Alexandria and 586 Lincoln Way East in Chambersburg. So go ahead, make that first cast. Then light up and enjoy a premium cigar from J.M. Boswell.
And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
When it comes to feeding your family, you want only the best, especially bread, only the freshest and best tasting. There's only one choice, Pacifico Bakery. Since 1947, Pacifico Bakery has been a staple in central Pennsylvania, and they continue to be a favorite with the freshest breads, rolls, and more. Be sure to visit Pacifico's outlet store, 1208 Fifth Avenue, Altoona, open Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, 9 a.m. to 4:30, and Saturday, 9 to 2:30. Closed Wednesdays and Sundays. Give your family only the best bread from Pacifico Bakery of Altoona.
ARC Federal Credit Union can help you with many of the important things in life. If you'd like to become a member, ARC has growing opportunities, and you'd be surprised at how easy it is to qualify now that ARC includes over 24 local employers and organizations. And with two branches, it's easier than ever. Services like business loans, online banking, and mobile deposit. Let us show you the many benefits of being a member of ARC Federal Credit Union. Stop into 1919 7th Avenue in Altoona and 419 North 7th Street in Juniata.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Find out more today at High Street Gingrich Insurance Agency, Altoona.
Ready for a spring road trip? Well, make sure your vehicle is ready too. First, take a trip to Russell Tire in Altoona or to Central PA Truck and Equipment in Claysburg for their spring savings special. Get lube, oil, and filter service, inspection of all belts and hoses, tire air pressure set, rotation of all four tires, brake inspection, and battery condition inspection, all for just $59.99. And to help you stay cool and comfortable on that road trip, take advantage of their air conditioning performance check for only $59.99. Be ready for the road this spring with a trip to Russell Tire, 1901 Union Avenue in Altoona, or Central PA Truck and Equipment Sales, 348 Mansion Boulevard in Claysburg.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $40 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $18 a month, a savings of nearly $300 a year.
Whether you need a $100,000 policy or a $10 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance. In a hurry? Don't worry. With SelectQuote, you can get up to $2 million in instant, affordable, same-day coverage with no medical exam.
Call SelectQuote at 1-800-637-9116. That's 1-800-637-9116. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-637-9116.
Full details on example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercials.
Hey, FM!
All right, welcome back to Sports Central. Nathan Forlian and Corey Geiger. We just had some conversations off the air about some wild stuff. So these will be great shows for another time. So make sure you guys are tuning in down
below.
We
got so many people calling in. I'm absolutely intrigued because Nathan thinks he saw a UFO, but we can't even do that show. I want to do that show right now, but we got three people calling
in. That story is going to be it was the craziest maybe 15 minutes of my
life. Do the UFO story on Tuesday.
Yeah, Tuesday we get the UFO story, guys. Tuesday we get the UFO story. All right, going back to the phone lines about sports, what is your name? Where are you calling from?
Is it me?
It's you, caller number three. What's up?
Hey, caller. Well, that's right. That's me. Hey, three quick things. 1970, going to the University of Dayton, allowed to have a car on campus. Look up an MG Midget. It's about as big as a shopping cart. If you get enough guys, you can lift it off the street and put it on the curb. And I used to have to drive that from UD to Chicago, and the trucks couldn't even see me. It's so small.
Is this
so
the Ferris? Is this like the Ferris Bueller
car?
That's
what I was thinking.
Is this the Ferris Bueller car, or is that something? It looks like it.
No, an MG. No, did I say MGB or MG Midget?
No, you said MG Midget, but it looks like the Ferris Bueller car.
It is, if you compared it, it's literally about half the size of a Volkswagen Beetle.
Okay.
It's crazy. But just the things that you do at that time, I was almost killed about 100 times in that thing because people just couldn't see me. It was worse than a motorcycle.
So you're just driving down it was like a 1961 Ferrari with the Ferris Bueller thing. I'm looking up a picture of this thing. This looks like a toy.
It probably weighs about 800 pounds. But second thing, Corey and Nate, friendships in basketball. Corey, you know Galen. Galen and I every Wednesday go up to a little church gym in Gallitzin. I've met so many guys. The age range up there is 16 to 73, and you instantly make friends with people. I think you well know that. I've met more people in Altoona through basketball than through anything else.
I've been up there, and my buddy Eddie Luke, who's a chiropractor in Hollidaysburg, I went up there with some of his buddies a few years ago when I could still run when my back wasn't killing me. That's a neat little gym up there.
Yeah, and third thing, sell the car now. Don't put more than the value of it into the car and then
see,
sell it.
That's what we're
You'll
leaning
never
into.
Get the money back on the ACE. You have to.
The problem is we still owe a decent amount on this van, and so to do that means we got to just plop out a few grand to pay off the 5-year loan that we got 3 years ago. So that's the issue right now. That we could do it, we got the money to do it, but I don't know that I want to go spend a few grand just to get rid of the van.
Yeah, but you're going to throw $1,300 away. You will literally throw it away.
Yeah,
you'll never get your money out of that.
See, you're a smart fella.
I am a smart. Well, I've done what you're into. I had an AC going out, and there was no way I was going to put it in, and I just sold it with the AC. I tried to make sure they didn't check it. just pull it in into the dealership and say, here, what are you going
to
give me for it?
What do you think, Nate? I should do? You think I just sell it next week?
Absolutely. Sell it next week.
Yeah,
if you don't think you're going to be able to live
I'm
through
not,
the summer, then
but
sell
I've got
it.
I've got to convince the wife to go spend the money. And so I love my wife. This is a whole other show. My wife is phenomenal.
All right, we're jotting this down. What's the assertion?
My wife is phenomenal, but everything I ask her, her default answer is no. Everything the kids ask her, the default answer is no. So she puts up, my wife, and then I have to talk her into it. And then 90% of the time, she kind of goes the other way. She waffles and she gives in to whatever I say. But I got
to
fight this fight with her.
You have to give a whole presentation every time on why.
Every time. With every, should we eat out here? Should we buy this? Should the kids go here? Should we do this? My wife says, no. She's the nicest person in the world, but she just defaults to no. Immediately, and then it's like
she wants a reason why. She wants a reason,
right?
Why
and then I give her a reason, and then she usually comes around to see my way of thinking. What do you think about that? See,
Corey, here's the key. Here's what you tell her. What you're actually doing is you're getting a $1,300 discount on the car you're buying.
See, there you go.
You're not. Yeah, it's a no-brainer. It's an absolute no-brainer.
I'm telling her that here when I get off the radio in 20 minutes.
Yeah, the value of your car just went up from, what'd you say, $1,100 to $2,400.
I'm going
to
tell her that caller number three says we're going to save $1,300.
It's just like getting a deal, because you're going to you're gonna put the money out if you don't.
And that's a car salesman right there.
Are you James Franklin? Are you trying to sell me a used car?
I am. I'm Urban Meyer. No, I don't want to be Urban Meyer.
Hey,
see you next Friday.
Thanks, man.
All right, heading back to the phone lines. Appreciate everybody for calling in. 946-0435. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Who are you talking to?
It's you, Dan. You're up next, buddy.
Okay, now Corey, your first scenario about the car. You go 6 months, then when you go down south on some of these trips. You just come back from West Virginia.
We're going to Maryland tomorrow. My wife already said get a rental car because we are going to fry.
Well, no. That's you're spending money you shouldn't spend. You get them little squirt air, them little fans where you can blow. They're battery operated, and you can hold them up, and get them and. But no, Corey, you got to be smart,
Here's the thing, Dan. Those little fans, those work really well for rational people who are in a good frame of mind. Little kids are never rational. They're not in a good frame of mind. And I'm still, even with the nice cooling fans, I'm still going to hear, oh, my God, I'm so hot.
Well, my main reason now is Byron, is he going to be invited on the 28th?
Byron is invited to everything we do, but he can't make it. He's not able to come.
He's real interesting.
Byron's an entertaining fellow. I love Byron. He's awesome.
Yeah, I liked the story yesterday about B. Rose,
Yep. Byron, this guy got called in and said, Corey! I met Pete Rose at an autograph show. He was charging $100 for his autograph. I went up to him and said, I wouldn't give you $100 for your autograph. I wouldn't even give you $5. And Pete Rose said, well, I wouldn't even take $5 from you. So that's Byron in a nutshell. I think it's a pretty good Byron impression there.
Yeah, that was good. Now, what's the count up to now, Corey?
We got about 24 people, I think. So we got a nice, healthy number.
Yeah, that'll be a week from tomorrow.
Yep, week from tomorrow. Hoss is in Duncansville. Everybody's coming.
Yeah,
Nathan's going to be there with his better half.
Who's that?
Nathan's going to be there with his better half. We get to meet Nathan's girlfriend.
And number three's coming, I take it.
Number three's coming.
All the boys are coming.
Yeah, we got...
How about number two? Is he coming?
No, Clarkster is not coming. He's about the only one. Oh, Jerry is coming. Jerry is coming.
Jerry from Bellwood.
Yep,
yeah,
Jerry
he's
is coming.
Number two now, and Clarkster's number four now.
Yeah, but we got lots of people coming.
Thank you, Dan. Lots of people coming. All right, got him back to the phone lines. Got one more caller again. 946-0435. Call on in if you want to talk apparently about your cars or if you want to talk some sports as well. Either's fine with us.
Next week we're talking aliens. Man.
Aliens next week. Online shopping potentially. That's been on the back burner for a couple weeks. All right, caller, where are you from and what is your name?
Bob from Altoona.
Bob, what's going on? How we doing?
Oh, good. Thanks for taking my call. What I wanted to talk about is what's good with sports. What's good with sports for me, I was always a blue-collar worker, and sometimes I get myself in mixed company, and you don't know what to talk about. If you turn the conversation to sports, you got like a common ground,
yep.
And then you kind of fit in with pretty much any type of, genre, if that's the right word.
My favorite times was with the buddies at like school lunch table. It turned into First Take there with everybody debating on each other. I mean,
yeah.
That was always the best.
You did that in high school too?
Oh my gosh, absolutely. Every day you come in with a different sports take and people will be arguing across, screaming at you.
So did your buddies all say, Nathan, you should do this for a living. You should go into TV or radio or sport. Did they know that about you?
Yes, they knew. I was probably the career.
Because they knew that people, I know you hate the guy, but people used to call me Dick Vitale. Because in the 80s, I knew everything about college basketball. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I wanted to do.
Yeah, I was always... Uh, I was the, my nickname is Sport Boy. That's
Sport
my name.
Boy,
Sport
right.
Boy. Everybody called me Sport Boy in
You're
high school.
You're Sport Boy. That's good. Rob in Bedford, who's texting me. He's Stat Boy. You gotta have. You gotta have. Everybody's got role players
in life.
Got
a title. Got a title.
Anything else, Bob?
Yeah. Well, another thing with sport without sports, you have it opens up a whole bunch of analogies you can use. You know, like myself, I flunked fourth grade. And that's embarrassing, but with sports, I can say, oh, my parents redshirted me in fourth grade.
There you go. It's one way to spin it.
Nowadays, you got parents holding their kids back in elementary or early junior high so that their kids can get an athletic advantage the next year.
Yeah, well, anyway, thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, appreciate it, Bob. We're going to take a break right here. We'll continue the conversation in just a few minutes.
To say Kyle Larson has a busy month of May would be an understatement. And tomorrow, he has a little bit of a scheduling conflict. While Larson is at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway practicing and qualifying his Indy car, Justin Allgaier was announced as the fill-in driver for his number 5 NASCAR Cup Series car at North Wilkesboro for the All-Star weekend. As for the question on everyone's minds, what if Larson misses the Coca-Cola 600 this time around? Per the new rules, if Larson is granted a waiver for missing the Coca-Cola 600, he will forfeit any and current future playoff points. Needless to say, that would make the path to a second NASCAR Cup Series championship very difficult for Larson, although not impossible. He's doing the double. Well, kinda. 7-time NASCAR Cup Series champion Jimmy Johnson is going to be driving the double-seated Indy car to pace the field at this year's Indianapolis 500. Now, his passenger is 7-time Super Bowl champion quarterback Tom Brady. Oh, and then later that night, Jimmy's going to make his 700th career NASCAR start at the Coca-Cola 600. He'll be driving his own number 84 Carvana Toyota, and he said, quote, "To reach my 700th start at the very race and track where my Cup career began makes this moment incredibly special. It's a full circle journey, and to share it with the fans on Memorial Day weekend while honoring a fallen service member adds even more meaning," end quote. You are on the final lap.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
Military veterans and active duty service members, you could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. SkillBridge and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.
It's spring, and time for a trip to J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars. J.M. Boswell has a vast collection of premium cigars to choose from and a variety of pipes and tobaccos. Here's J.M. Boswell to tell us more.
Hello, this is J.M. Boswell, the owner of Boswell's Pipes and Cigars. I want to invite you all to come into our shop. Feel welcome like family. We sell great cigars. You can sit in our lounge, have a smoke, enjoy yourself.
Think you're ready for that fishing trip? You got hooks, lines, sinkers, baits? How about cigars for you and your buddies? Oops, it's time for a trip to J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars. J.M. Boswell has a vast collection of premium cigars to choose from and a variety of pipes and tobaccos. J.M. Boswell has 2 convenient locations, 6481 William Penn Highway in Alexandria and 586 Lincoln Way East in Chambersburg. So go ahead, make that first cast. Then light up and enjoy a premium cigar from J.M. Boswell.
And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
All right, I want to thank our presenting sponsors, as always, J.M. Boswell's Pipes and Cigars. Best pipes and cigars on the market, 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22, Alexandria, PA. Open select hours during the week and always open online at J.M. Boswell's Pipes and Cigars. So we've had some great conversations today, a lot of car talk, and
some sports talk here and there as well.
Everybody says I should be getting a new vehicle, which is the right answer, but I got to convince my wife.
Hey, listen, you got to go into car salesman mode. You got to get that now, and you got to be able to convince.
I can't stand people trying to sell stuff to me. I either want it or I don't. Get out of my face. I don't want to talk to salespeople.
I think that's
right.
Now,
some people do need salespeople.
Yes.
They're like, I need to know about this and this and this. I can't stand people trying to sell me stuff.
I do think that's where I thrive, is I can... I think I'm persuasive. I think I can convince people to somewhat, salesman might be also career in the future for
me.
There you go. Because I think I can do some pretty nice convincing, but, you know, we'll see down the line.
I want to know what else, because you mentioned early on, like, March Madness, like, the best things about sports. I mentioned, you know, the camaraderie and the people part of it. What are some other things that are the best thing about sports?
I think, and this kind of goes with just people in general, but I think, like, college traditions are fantastic, especially college football traditions. I mean, you've been to some of them, like jump around at Wisconsin. Like, I'd love to be there. Enter Salmon at Virginia Tech would be just legendary to witness. Even the Whiteout.
Metallica,
I think,
performed there last week.
I saw
Did you see that?
It caused a small earthquake.
Oh, yeah, that's right, in Blacksburg. Yeah, that's the first time.
That would have been epic to be there. I wonder how much tickets were there, because they had to have been.
Oh, I bet it was a lot.
Yeah, but I think we take for granted how special the Whiteout is. Like, I think people from around the country are like, that's like a destination they have to get to see just like prime college football, to see full college football is the Whiteout. And like, you know, we got people going up there every year and stuff like that. I've been to one, but it's just, I don't think we appreciate how much that just, it's probably becoming the best tradition in college football, I do think. But the dotting of the I, like, I think that stuff is super awesome. And I think that kind of goes like just people, all of them being together on the same page. That necessarily isn't about the team, but just kind of about the fans.
Again,
so.
That's the camaraderie part. Mm-hmm. The shared experience is really, I guess, like the clinical term. Mm-hmm. These are shared experiences for people. And one thing for me that is, I've covered sports my whole career, and I'm in a press box with a bunch of people, and then you're in stadium. So you would think it's a shared experience. But the sports I care about, like if it's my team, I don't want to be around anybody. I don't want a shared experience. I care. I want to watch it by myself. Like, you know, when I was really, really big into Syracuse basketball or whatever, I would watch these games by myself. I don't need knuckleheads spouting off with their idiotic comments. I just don't. I'm not looking for that. But now you're the opposite. You go to these games. You go to games and you're around a bunch of people and you know that they don't know as much as you, right?
Yes, yes. I know.
So how do you put up with that? How do you deal with Knucklehead Jimmy? Oh, yeah. Oh, Drew Allar, he's really good at throwing the ball deep. They do that a lot. No, everything you just said there is false.
I usually just give a thumbs up and smile. That's pretty much what I do, because you just got to bite your tongue and not say anything, because you're not going to convince anybody, especially if they're drunk. You ain't convincing anybody anything. So.
Yeah, I just don't. This is going to sound really bad. This is going to sound really bad. And I'm sorry if I don't like being around stupid people. Now, if some of you want to say I'm stupid, knock yourself out. I'm absolutely not. But I don't like being around people who just talk nonsense and say nonsense, and they're just trying to get a rise out of people. That's not my thing. I'll have a conversation with anybody, a real fun, serious, whatever conversation. But as soon as you start just saying, just spewing nonsense like the earth is flat or something, I literally have no time for you at all in my life.
Corey's brain just shuts off.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, I got to get away from this moron.
Oh, man. So if you're going to take away anything from today's show, it is Corey does not like stupid people.
I do not like stupid people.
And he has a car problem. Those are the two things you can take away from this conversation.
I do have a car problem. What else? Anything else that stands out for you about sports?
Just, again, atmospheres are the biggest thing. I just love atmospheres. I think, you know, different stadiums, especially baseball, I think it's cool to, like, just kind of see the differences in those. But, you know, I think sports is the greatest thing on earth. I'll say that till the day I die. I think it brings people together. I think people can create unbelievable memories. Like, we've had callers talk about their memories, and hearing every one of those is absolutely awesome because, yeah, personal
connections.
I can't
wait to talk to you in 20 years. I won't be alive, but I can't wait to talk to you down the road when you have a kid and you get to experience all of this stuff with your kid, because I promise you, everything that is so great to you about all this stuff, once you get to share it with your child, it magnifies it by 100.
I can't wait. It's going to be awesome. 15 years down the road or so.
Maybe 15. I might be here in 15. I don't know about 20. Like I said before, I don't eat vegetables, so I don't know.
Hey, Corey,
You gotta believe, man. You gotta
believe.
I don't
know that I'm making it 20 years. That's why we got the life insurance.
All right. We'll wrap up here in just a few minutes.
It's spring, and time for a trip to J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars. J.M. Boswell has a vast collection of premium cigars to choose from and a variety of pipes and tobaccos. Here's J.M. Boswell to tell us more.
Hello, this is J.M. Boswell, the owner of Boswell's Pipes and Cigars. I want to invite you all to come into our shop. Feel welcome like family. We sell great cigars. You can sit in our lounge, have a smoke, enjoy yourself.
Think you're ready for that fishing trip? You got hooks, lines, sinkers, baits? How about cigars for you and your buddies? Oops. It's time for a trip to J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars. J.M. Boswell has a vast collection of premium cigars to choose from and a variety of pipes and tobaccos. J.M. Boswell has two convenient locations, 6481 William Penn Highway in Alexandria and 586 Lincoln Way East in Chambersburg. So go ahead, make that first cast. Then light up and enjoy a premium cigar from J.M. Boswell.
And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
A quick trip from wherever you are in Central PA gets you the finest from Kubota and the very best from the McCoy family. A trusted name for homeowners, contractors, and the agricultural community right here in Central PA for over 40 years. Kubota offers the models, attachments, and implements you need, and you'll find them all at McCoy's Lawn and Garden in Roaring Spring. Excellent selection, combined with the full service and support of a longtime dealer like McCoy's Lawn and Garden. Whether it's mowing, tackling that big project on your property, managing a construction site, or running your farm, McCoy's Lawn and Garden has the full line of Kubota equipment. Kubota tractors, mowers, utility vehicles, and more. And always with free setup and free delivery. The weather has finally turned, and it's time to head back outdoors. Follow the Kubota Orange Glow and meet the McCoy family at McCoy's Lawn and Garden. Route 36, Roaring Spring. Online at McCoy'sLawnAndGarden.com. McCoy's Lawn and Garden. Kubota. Family. Community.
Kepner's Grand View Meats, 1544 Pleasure Valley Boulevard. Nell and Chris have hot meals to go, available throughout the day to fit your schedule. Home-cooked goodness for the price of fast food. Roast beef with mashed potatoes and gravy, or ham pot pie. Turkey with homemade stuffing and mashed potatoes. They have meatloaf dinners. Kepner Grand View Meats, now with new hours. Open Tuesday through Friday, 8:30 to 5. Saturday, 8 to 3. Call 814-943-6328. That's 943-MEAT. Kepner's Grand View Meats.
With all the activities and sports you and the kids are involved with, who has time to cook? So with that in mind, let's go to Best Way Pizza for the three-cut lunch deal with a soda. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for their awesome 15-cut big deal. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for the 28-cut party box. It's time to get you and your team to Best Way Pizza before or after the game. Best Way Pizza, Greenwood, Altoona, and Hollidaysburg.
Alright, wrapping up today's show. Hopefully you all enjoyed the conversations we had today. It was awesome to hear some of your personal stories, connections to sports, and your advice for Corey on if he's going to sell his car or not. So
These are the important decisions in life.
Yes, is whether you have to eat the $1,300 or you just trade in now.
Do we need money in the bank to save just in case we get into trouble, or do I need to not melt in my car all summer? That's basically what
it counts personally for me, it's, hey, you save that money. But listen, this is Corey's financial decisions. I'm not his financial advisor.
I'm telling you, though, when you're sitting in the car melting, it impacts everything about your attitude, which impacts how you interact with other people.
That is as everything you just said.
I can't wait for the UFO discussion.
Oh, I can't wait either. Take care, everybody.
Presentation of 96.1 Hank FM, WKMC, Roaring Spring, Altoona.